finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as some cool weather has settled in over the Lone Star State.
Yes.
Perfect for, getting out, hunting, deer season.
Yes.
Duck seasons.
Turkeys.
You know.
Stuff.
Just hunting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time. Speaking of hunting, we're going to have our good friend, Kerry O'Day, owner of MG Arms and Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor, as our guest to talk about shooting. And Kerry has done some great articles this past year.
Indeed.
That have clarified a number of items, given his perspective on shooting, and give you all something to think about. Not that we're suggesting you change, because hopefully you've been to the range and what you're what you're doing is probably what you got, you know.
Right.
But there are some things just to consider before you do pull the trigger and maybe make some plans for upcoming hunting opportunities, you know. So we've got that. We've got a lot of news coming out of Texas Parks and Wildlife. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as mentioned, hey, we got some cooler weather this weekend. I mean, anybody that's out deer hunting ought to really enjoy it.
Well, Thursday was interesting. It was like every kind of weather. You know, I wake up to thunder and lightning, and I go out to get the morning paper. I said, I better get it before it gets too wet.
Right.
And I go out. I could hardly see across the street. It was coming down so hard.
Sure.
And it was chilly. You know, I get back in, get my coffee, get the paper, blah, blah, blah. Now the sun comes up, the temperature goes up, things clear, and then more thunder showers. I mean, it's the old wait a minute if you don't like the weather thing.
On that Thursday morning, actually, I looked at one of the radar apps that I had as it was moving in, and then heard a local weather forecaster talking about how that line, you're going to have really heavy showers for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a real thin line that moved through.
Well, it moved through where I live.
The greater Houston area.
Yeah.
Now, on up to the northeast, you know, it was more widespread and a much, much deeper trough, if you will.
Right.
Lots of news with Parks and Wildlife. Goodness, first off, right off the bat, this caught me by surprise.
Mm.
One of the things that I really that we all loved about state waters was that it remained open for red snapper fishing.
Correct.
All the BS that went through the feds, their poor data. Finally, the Gulf Council and got to the point where regional management came into play. However, you know, we talk about report, what you catch, you know, the iSnapper app, etc. Well, evidently, in 2019, we exceeded our allocated amount.
Oh.
Okay, by 62,000 pounds. And in August of last year, Texas was notified, and now we are paying the piper, because on the 15th, the red snapper season in state waters closes until January 1st, and then we start anew.
Okay.
Okay.
Like a makeover.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. Our friends in the federal government.
Yeah, I'm just going. I mean, it's the rules that we agreed to,
right.
And then we're abiding by it, and it is what it is. But it is what it is.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, refrain from
leave it right there.
Absolutely. Whooping cranes.
Yeah.
You know, we know ducks and geese are heading south, so are the iconic whooping cranes. And please, you know, they will feed along with sandhill cranes.
Right.
And they're much bigger, and they're big and white, and they've got a very distinct head. Just make sure before you mount that shotgun and say, I'm going to get me a sandhill crane, and you've got yourself an endangered species, you know? So, but
do we have any reports on how they're doing this year?
I doubt that we're going to see that. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have a duck survey the past two years because of whatever we've dealt with.
Okay.
Powderhorn Ranch, we finally got the last little piece of it. You know, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation donated almost 14,998 acres for the wildlife management area. But now the final 1,360 acres has been given to Texas Parks and Wildlife, and this remaining property is going to be developed into a new state park.
Okay.
Kind of neat area.
Whereabouts is that?
Down at around Port O'Connor.
Okay.
And actually toured it. Neat, neat place. And they've got some exotic animals that are not good to eat, but kind of look a bit like a stag.
Okay.
And they're called a sandbar.
Oh, yeah.
And I never heard of a sandbar. Uh-huh. I have seen, and I have now photographed a sandbar.
Okay.
And I ask, how do they eat? Well, if you put enough garlic on it.
Oh, okay.
It's garlic, you know.
Anything. Yeah, barbecue sauce.
Right.
Okay.
But no, pretty tough and not real good. For all you freshwater anglers, I think this is one of the coolest lakes. It reminds me of a mini Lake Travis.
Okay.
It's Lake Belton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the northwestern side of the lake. is Fort Hood. So there's no development.
Right.
And you've got all those neat coves in there. Great place to go in, anchor up, you know, swimming, frolicking, having fun.
Wonderful.
The east side, you know, has been developed. But there's now been some artificial reefs put in place. And the amazing thing, the way that they were positioned, is that 2 weeks after the reefs were placed using sonar and all, there were fish already on it.
Love it.
I mean, it's like, oh, home.
Condo. Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. You got something?
Yeah, a product.
Okay.
That I'm playing with, because, you know, the season to be jolly is coming along. Christmas is coming along. And this is neat. It's called Blend Jet. They call it the next generation blender. But it's an individual portable blender. It's 14 ounces of liquid is what it'll hold. But it's all contained in one thing. So the motor, the rechargeable battery, the operating switch, everything is one thing. So what you do, like in the morning, you get up and you can make yourself a smoothie. You know, you put all your stuff in there, you hit the button. It'll do about 20 things on a charge. So it'll run about 20 times. You hit the button, it automatically runs and shuts off.
So it's self-contained electric.
Yeah, and drink it, okay? And then in the evening, after you've hunted and calmed down, you can make your margarita. Our eggnog, and then to clean it, all you do is put water in it and put one drop of dishwasher soap, hit the button again, it cleans itself, and then you rinse it out, and you're ready for the next thing. It's just very, very cool. And the company also has a lot of what they call their jet packs, which are smoothies. I like the peanut butter chocolate one myself. But the units, it's only $49.95, and the smoothies are like $2.90. And obviously, you can make your own stuff. A lot of people make their own smoothies. But it's just really cool. It's just super-duper handy. You can put it in your pack. You can put it in your bag. You can whatever. Doesn't take up very much space. And just check it out online. Blend, B-L-E-N-D, Jet, J-E-T.com. BlendJet.com. A very, very cool product.
Where'd you get it? Where'd you find out about it?
They sent me one.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I mean, I got to contact their PR people, contacting me. Well, send you one of those. Well, I'll take it. You bet. It's really neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Do you put it in your backpack? Do you take it to the stand with you?
Yes, you can do that too.
You would do that too,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
In your electric truck.
Okay, Smarty Pants.
Good.
I'll have one for you.
All
today.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, catch up.
I'll surprise
ahead.
You.
Go ahead. Keep on
I'll
trying.
I'll surprise you when we get to that point. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and yes, the question will be answered.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to provide professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. We have been talking about a variety of products, and the one that's really got everybody's hot button right now is from Night Ride. It's the Scout. And talking to Clifford earlier this week, they're just the demand for them is significant. This is the unit that goes, has a magnetic shoe.
Okay.
Or foot. It'll mount to the top of your vehicle or a plate on your ATV, metal plate. Runs off of a cigarette lighter, charger, and Bluetooth to your smartphone or your onboard, you know,
your big screen.
There, yeah, they're on your Ford F-250.
There you go. Right?
Uh-huh. So with that being said, you can go out at night, turn off the lights, and observe what four-legged critters.
Or maybe
two-legged critters.
Okay.
Let me tell you what, that since we brought that up here on Texas Outdoor News,
right,
that has captured a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just being safe.
Sure.
Certainly for those in South Texas dealing with the situation coming on the border.
Mm-hmm.
But anywhere else in the Lone Star State, there could be two-legged poachers,
yep,
you know, that right, are out there. We know about self-protection, being aware, keeping your head on a swivel.
Right.
Go out and continue to enjoy the outdoors, but just make sure that you are protected, and it gives you a different perspective. Then call Operation Game Think if you need to, you know?
Yeah. But it also, obviously, you know, it will come in handy when there is a sounder of porkers running around out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Say, oh, boy.
Yeah. Or some of those free-range exotics, you know? Hey,
yeah,
there's a lot that can be done with it. Give them a call at 832-827-4574. Before you call, go to thirdcoastthermal.com, look at the entire lineup.
Yeah.
All right. Then call 832-827-4574. Neat stuff, learning a lot. And, oh, Clifford was up in Stanford with my buddy Junior Walker and his son's gun store up there in Stanford.
Yep.
And they had a Hunter's Appreciation Dinner, 8th annual. And Clifford came up and spoke. Big, big hit, you know, talking to folks. And they raised money. Hunters had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the balance of it went to Trinity Baptist Church there to continue their work.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So
that's great.
How about our best bets?
Okay, let's have some, okay? Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of our two best days of the week. The Sunday's rated as good. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. But Wednesday comes back up to good. Thursday is our second best day of the week. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a trio of good days. This weekend, look for game to be active either side of sunrise. Remain active until right around the noon hour. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from late morning until mid to late afternoon. On Friday, November the 19th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday, and each day on through next Friday, we'll have double tide schedules of two high and two low tides each day. Next Saturday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low one. Next Sunday, a single tide schedule of one high and one low.
All right. Yeah, we do have a full moon coming up.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, for those on the coast, which is where we are now, that's going to be good for some of those trophy trout. And folks, even though you can retain, the restrictions have been removed as we recover from the February freeze,
right,
please, please release those big spawners, those big sows. When we go to the coast, you need to know about the weather.
Yep.
Need to know about the tides.
Absolutely.
And then the salooner table, the feeding times. And put all that together, lots of opportunities. North wind blows. We're already seeing lots and lots of bird activity. From bait that's been blown out of the back lakes and marshes as tides and water levels drop down. It's an ebb and flow set up on our Barrier Islands. It's a pretty simple setup. When a rising tide, get inside of the back lake areas. When it's falling, set up on the outside. Over on Sabine Lake, I mentioned this numerous times in the past, but there's some clamshell beds that old Captain Randy Foreman, old reliable,
yeah.
We learned that from him years ago, and that's on those points leading into the bios on the Louisiana side. Heading on down to the mid-coast area and along the beachfront, you've got bull redfish that are running. Looking at the water temperatures, and we're right there either side of that 70-degree mark.
Mm-hmm.
Fish are real active, and as that temperature drops, that just kicks them into an overfeed fish to feed up in advance of winter, and they'll start making their ways to or hanging around flats that are near even deeper water.
Okay.
How about our lakes?
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Let's take a little trip over to East Texas, friends. Caddo! Largemouth bass are good working crankbaits, flipping jigs, buzzbaits, wacky rigs, drop shots near creek channels, crossings, points, and the trees. Conroe, black bass are good in 3 to 15 feet of water near tire and rock structures using jigs, rattle traps, and Texas rigs. Fork, the crappie bite is heating up, moving to creek channels and suspended in 15 to 20 feet of water using minnows and jigs. Catfish are excellent on self-baited holes in 20 to 35 feet of water. Livingston, fishing continues to be good. White bass are good on reaper duck tracker slabs in 9 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs in the creek. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass are caught in the shallow water 4 to 6 feet early on Carolina rigs, Texas rig worms, lizards, and crawl worms in dark colors. Catfish, the bite has been good on cut bait, shrimp, and punch bait. Caution, though, Toledo Bend is very low right now, so be extra careful running the boat lanes as there are many stumps and obstacles. And if you don't know that area, just kind of idle in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, black bass are good on tubes, football jigs, crankbaits, and Carolina rig plastic worms near points, flats, and brush piles. Limestone, largemouth bass are good on Texas rigs and chatterbaits. Crappie are good using minnows and brush piles in 12 to 20 feet of water. Palestine, the fall bite is in full swing. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows relating to timber and brush in 12 to 30 feet of water. Bass are good with a topwater bite early, switching to jigs later in the day. Rely on heavy structures such as the boathouse, brush piles, bridges, and laydowns. Tawakoni. Seagulls are working, so follow the birds to find the fish. Long, shallow structures off the banks are holding those fish. White bass are still moving quickly in the shallows 10 to 11 feet deep. Texoma, striped bass are good with the topwater bite coming to an end, transitioning to swim baits, and Alabama rigs fish are feeding up.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir has some good bass fishing on primary and secondary points using Ned rigs and shad imitation plastics. Choke Canyon, crappie fishing still good in water 15 to 20 feet of water. 20 feet of water and brush piles using minnows and jigs. Falcon, catfish are good relating to the edge of main river channels and along the mouths of creeks where there are flats. Live bait is key. Brownwood, crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and near bridge pilings. Lake Allen Henry is excellent. On the days leading up to a front, the fish are feeding heavily. Black bass are good with great catches on topwater, swim jigs, spoons, and large square bill lures that'll dive down to 10 feet. OH Ivy, fish are moving shallow around structure. Fish, soft plastics, and topwaters. And Meredith, well, people are catching walleye and sand bass and catfish in 30 to 40 feet of water using minnows, crawlers, grubs, and slabs.
Great. I want to do a shout-out real quick. The Oak Park Retirement Community, last week they had me out there for a talk about my favorite subject.
Oh.
Me. Now, what about my career in broadcasting and how I got started and blah, 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 blah.
Was it in an interview?
No.
Huh?
No. I was...
Are you considering?
No.
Huh?
I did get an offer because the guy said, if you move in here, I'd make $1,500. It was great. But a great bunch of guys in their gentleman's business club.
Yeah.
But what I appreciated is most of them were over 80, so they knew who I was.
Your audience.
There you go. Oak Park. But a good bunch of folks, though. I really had a wonderful time out there.
So you were the youngster of the group then.
Yeah, not exactly.
Yeah,
but,
okay. Yeah,
my friend Marty Ketchum, I think, was. He's the one that got me out there.
But okay.
It was a great bunch of guys. We had a good time. Anyway, let's go to Lake Buckhannon, one of my favorite spots. Largemouth bass are very good throwing spinner baits, chatter baits, topwaters, and soft plastics on rocky banks. Stripers, hybrids, and white bass are schooling early morning on topwaters and later in the day drifting live shad. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel edge with live bait. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rocky ledges, and rocky shorelines. LBJ. Black bass are good with an early morning topwater bite using frog imitation baits and on soft plastics around shallow, rocky docks. Travis. Bass fishing is good using crawfish-colored crankbaits, paddle-tail swim baits on windy days, and green pumpkin trick worms on bluebird days. Bass are relating to points at the mouths of the large coves. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters and plastic frogs early in the day. Then switch to Carolina rigged plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, and football jigs fishing the timber, creek ledges, and the rocky shorelines.
All right, on the hunting scene, this is the weekend we really look forward to because basically everything is open.
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of going through the different months or days of hunting seasons. And rather than spending airtime to list all of
so
them,
many of them, right?
They actually, Parks and Wildlife actually printed the Outdoor Annual.
Okay.
So where you get a license, you can pick one up. Also, download the Outdoor Annual app. Mm-hmm. I mean, very, very helpful, very useful. And it'll keep you out of trouble.
Yes.
And keep you legal.
There you go.
So, big thing is you know, quail season, like through February 27th, the Rio Grande turkey and white-tailed deer season through January 2nd. This is the way the calendar lays out. It's that first Sunday in January. Uh-huh. Shuts down in the North Texas zone, but South Texas runs through January 16, plus both zones of duck season and goose season are open. Lots to see and do.
Yeah.
All right. It's question time for Harold.
Gas.
Yes?
Gas, yeah. Something I really look forward to for a long time. And if you want to buy one, you're going to have to look forward to a long wait. And that's the new Bronco.
Ah.
The new Ford Bronco.
They're not electric.
No. Yeah. No. You got the entry level, the Sport, which is a four banger, but I had one that was up from that. It's a larger wheelbase, and I'm going to call it a 21-22 because they're in that sort of transition and a very long waiting list right now. But I think you'll find it worth it. This was their Outer Banks edition, five passenger. It's got their 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6. Made into a 10-speed automatic transmission.
Is that the big engine, the V6?
Yeah.
Okay.
330 horsepower.
Okay.
And so the tuners are going to get on that, and you can get over 400 real easy doing that. Yeah. 415 pound-feet of torque. Just really beautifully equipped, a really good, solid ride. They had their high lift package, big 12-inch touchscreen. Adaptive cruise, heated steering wheel, wireless charging pad. I mean, they're going right after Jeep, and they admit it. So the roof comes apart in sections, the doors come off, all that stuff, all your skid plates, all your off-road gear. But still nice stuff, 60-40 split on the rear seat, carpeted flooring, both rows, a lot of storage, and a lot of containers and storage. They've got over 200 accessories already coming from Ford for this thing. Auto start stop, four-wheel discs, their co-pilot system, their Ford Connect, lots of charging ports on this thing. This one is a red metallic and one of the most gorgeous paint colors I have ever seen. Rear locking axle, of course, cargo area protector, keyless entry, really nicely loaded. The base one with lots of stuff is 41. And this one loaded to the gills is 53. So they're getting good value. No. If you look at some of the prices on other stuff out there. And they're great looking. Ride really good. And like I say, you'll go nuts looking at the accessories.
I think I had four big Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And the engine that was in them back in the day, the early day,
right,
was like a 351.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Correct. Yeah.
So,
well, no, it's a neat vehicle. And I'm glad that they did. True to the original, you can get it in a two-door. So you can get it in a two-door or a four-door. If you want to be a purist, you know, like the old ones, which were two doors,
sure,
as
right.
You know, you
can
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're cool.
Just to add to that, on Thursday, an unveiling occurred for Roxor. Now, these are not street legal.
Right.
They're diesel. They got into a squabble with Jeep,
right? Then
and came back and had
to on hold for a while.
Right, yep. It was on hold and redesigned, but they have launched and will be providing more information on that as we move along. But
good.
Roxor is back.
They're back. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough.
The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Let me tell you, when it says cost-effective, based on many studies that we've, you know, of just operating cost of those that are managing wildlife, about a 3-to-1 savings. You know, that is substantial. Right now, you know, we know the rut's underway. Bucks are not really worried about what they're eating. They're living off of what they have built up prior to.
They
got to
get it back.
But then they got to get it back. Yeah. So you may as well get you some V-mesh. Get you that little cylinder made, pour you some fortified cottonseed in there, put a top on it just to protect it, and, you know, let them get after it. Sprinkle some corn around, let them get used to it. But the results that we're seeing on social media, the photos of game cams from different locations is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, it's a free choice. They don't gobble it all up. That's the good thing about it. Like I always say, the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it, and that's a good thing.
Well, but also the free choices, it seems as though they get what they need without overindulging.
Right.
Okay, so that's where that limited intake you know, comes into play. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. You can see a great video on the history of the product. Then give them a call, and do your deer herd a favor. Call them at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Good friend of Harold's and mine, longtime friend and shooting editor for Texas Outdoors Journal, owner of MG Arms, Kerry O'Day is our guest today. And Kerry was bragging on you about the quality of the articles that you have produced for Texas Outdoors Journal this year, dispelling some myths, clarifying information. And we're in the midst of hunting season. We know that testosterone flows, you know, campfire pressure, if you
and
will.
We're not talking about deer.
Yes.
Well, actually, what I'm thinking is long-range shooting versus long-range hunting. Mm. And you did a great story that kind of separated the two. I mean, you've instructed, you've been doing this for a while. just real quick on this question, give us your perspective of what the average hunter, probably their efficient range is if they've practiced, and then what kind of time you're looking at to reach out to reach longer distance if you're going to do the long-range shooting.
Well, let's talk about my personal self a little bit. I have shot out to 1,000 yards, in fact, even 1,700 yards. I've shot competition at 1,000 yards. I would never, ever consider hunting that type of range.
Okay.
I've killed, I don't know, between all the does and everything, I've, you know, management stuff, probably 1,000 animals.
Mm-hmm.
I've killed a grand total of 2 over 500 yards. One was a blue sheep in China. The other was a pronghorn up in Montana. And I've killed maybe 25 to 30 animals over 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has been less than 200 yards.
You like to get close.
That's a lesson right there.
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
I mean, that's a great testament right there, yeah, as an example. And not only is it the ability of the shooter, but they'll go, well, this rifle, they say,
it ain't
going to
do it for you.
You know, people tend to forget what we were taught years ago about, you know, the foot-pounds of energy and what it takes to put an animal down and, you know, size, hole, ballistic coefficiency. There's a lot more than just pulling the trigger, right, Kerry?
Yep, and thank God for the new calibers. What it does is it goes and sparks interest so people buy guns again, whether it is a factory gun or a custom gun.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, difference between, let's say, you know, the famous 6.5 Creedmoor and a 260 Remington is, you know, at 600 yards, it's not a quarter of an inch difference in drop. And foot-pounds of energy, the 260 Remington slightly outperforms the Creedmoor.
You know, that was another one of the great stories. Mm-hmm. Of all the new calibers that are out, and Kerry, yeah, compared them to older, established.
Right. Well, remember I mentioned you once, and Kerry, you and I talked about this before. If you look at and people poo-pooed it, but if you look at the 6.5 Carcano.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it was the most popular and still is the most, you know, popular gun that was ever used during World War II.
Yeah.
I mean, and even World War I, the Carcano just, you know, and I hate to say it, it's extremely popular because it killed one of our best presidents.
Mm.
Okay, I can tell the three of us are about to get into it even deeper. So let's do this. We're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. Kerry, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as we'll continue our conversation with Kerry O'Day from MG Arms right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years, and when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. Been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Kerry O'Day, owner of MG Arms and Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor. MG Arms website is MGArmsInc.com. MGArmsInc.com. Check out their entire lineup of modern sporting rifles, lightweight rifles, pistols, all sorts of services that they offer.
Yeah, Kerry, I got a quick fixer-up question, and we always do this with you, but you've always said, you know, first thing to do to that rifle, if you're going to make it better, is the trigger. Are drop-in triggers really drop-in?
Not really. If you look at the Timney, which is probably the closest to a drop-in trigger, you still have to usually remove a little bit of, you know, either fiberglass or wood from the stock to go and make everything fit well.
Ah.
And sometimes the inside of the trigger guard has to be opened up a little bit too, or it rubs in the wrong place.
Okay.
I'm not mechanically inclined, and I'll let the professionals take care of me.
It.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kerry, I got a problem.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, custom triggers, you know, go anywhere from about $150 up to $350.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it doesn't make the gun any better, but what it does is it makes it easier for you to get the performance out of the gun.
Well, like we say, practice. Situation two, and talking about new cartridges to get people looking, I love the bit about, you know, 300 Whisper, no, 300 Blackout, no Whisper, no Blackout, huh?
Oh, how about the new 300 Hammer?
Yeah, right.
What are some of the calibers that we're going to be seeing. Goodness gracious, they wore out the 6.5 Creedmoor, you know.
Oh, yeah, now they got the 6.5 PRC, which, is, again, is a phenomenal cartridge. It's 200 feet per second faster than the Creedmoor. So if you really are going to be shooting beyond 1,000 yards, you know, for target stuff, it's a whole lot easier to hit something at 1,400, 1,500 yards with a PRC, with a, you know, big high BC bullets, than it is a Creedmoor.
PRC, Professional Rodeo Cowboys?
It was brought out by Ruger, actually.
Right, right. Well, what are you seeing? We talked the calibers real quick, but what seems to be the most popular right now that goes in and out of your shop?
The 28 Nozzler has gotten real, real popular, and it's also a phenomenal cartridge. Uh-huh. And I hate to say it, the 300 Winchester mag. I shouldn't say I hate to say it. I love building 300 Winchesters.
Yeah.
It's still 50% of our production every year.
You know, the only thing, and I will say this, and I've shied away from a 300 Win mag, mm-hmm. And correct me if you have a different perspective, Kerry, but the recoil on a 300 Win mag is real abrupt as opposed to a big push like on a 338 Win mag.
Correct. The slower a bullet is, the more push it gives against you.
Mm-hmm.
The faster a bullet is, it's like being hit instead of shoved.
Right, right. Over the past months, dealing with whatever it is that we dealt with, we had to listen to Kerry, like many other manufacturers, just whining about trying to get product. You know, I mean, he was out scrambling. He was putting the word out. You know, anybody will, you know, will do. But that's kind of started to change a little bit. And you said that you've run across, when it comes to actions, the Remington 700 action is available again. Is that correct?
No, it isn't. We were able to find 50 of them out of the classic shop.
Okay.
And so they actually had about 300. We bought 50. All the rest of them were sold to Pacific Tool and Gage in California. I'm sorry, in Oregon. So they have a few left, but not very much.
So they're still not being produced. This was not a new run or, you know, a ramp up. This was just inventory that was left over.
Correct. Old stuff, you know, from before everything closed up.
All right. You're going to go through those if you've not already then gone through them. What kind of actions are you seeing out there for your custom work?
The Weatherby Vanguard or the Howa is a great action. We are actually using some of the custom actions put out by Stiller, quite a few of them now, and we're in the process of working on our own actions. So I would say by mid-year next year, we should have our own actions out.
Really? Oh, that's going to be, there's some news,
yeah.
Huh? All right.
And you heard it here first.
Right? Yeah. All right. I know that Harold has, you got one of his pistols, his 1911s, don't you?
Worked on. Not his from scratch.
Not from
I can't afford that. No, just have it. No, they're beautiful guns.
Oh, yeah. Have seen them at a number of fundraising events.
Right.
Talk a little bit about, let's talk about what you're building, and is that personal protection? Is it just...
Well, the Wraith is a personal protection / combat gun.
Okay.
It is something you can carry all day. It weighs half the weight of a normal 1911.
Okay.
And it is a 1911 style gun. So it weighs half the weight, so you can carry it all day long, and then at night you can go out and shoot a combat match and win a combat match with it.
All right.
You jump over to hunting handguns.
I was going to say, you know how much.
You've got stuff all over the world with your handguns, Kerry. How is that business doing? Are more people trying to get into that?
Actually, revolvers are popular again. Uh-huh. Every magazine article out there, you see something about revolvers now.
Yeah.
But again, they're all self-defense guns. Ah. There's only a few companies building, you know, the big caliber handguns like we do.
Okay.
And the, you know, everybody still for that long-range shooting instead of the 75-yard handgun type shooting.
It used to be that it was a 44 mag for hunting, and then it jumped up. And I know your wife, Carol, shot and have taken animals with a 454 Casull.
Correct.
Is that kind of the upper end of where we are on hunting calibers?
Well, you still got the Smith & Wesson 500. You've got the 470, you know, Rugers. Most people cannot handle the recoil of the 500s.
Right.
you know, I've been shooting a 500 line bow for 20 years, and I really do need to get my right wrist operated.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask if your wrists are as bad as Taffin's are.
Yeah, they are. They're shot. But, you know, when you hit something with a 500, it's the difference between, you know, punching something or knocking it out.
Let's shift from product to practical in-the-field use. And I've become just big-time proponent on shooting sticks.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously, those of you that have been to Africa, you know, have used those for years.
Right.
But, you know, even if I'm setting up in a box blind, setting up in a pop-up blind, mm-hmm. or even stalking.
Right.
I've got shooting sticks, and that is so much better than looking for something natural.
Like a twig.
Wouldn't you agree, Kerry?
Yeah, there are some really, really great shooting sticks out there, too. I've used them. I've used the three-prong type stuff in Africa exclusively. But I'm still kind of a fan of finding a tree branch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime I have to carry, especially if I'm hunting sheep or something like that, where I'm walking, you know, 20 miles a day,
just
I want
something
the
else,
lightest stuff in the entire world. And if I can throw my backpack down, lay down, and use that for a brace, that's what I'm going to use.
Tell you what, there's a lot of hunting in this old earth,
well,
you know.
Well, always take a rest, you know. Yeah. I mean, I've got my blinds up at the ranch, just the bags that you flop over the window.
Yeah, the sandbag,
yeah.
You know,
and then,
saddlebag,
and then
sandbag,
that
right.
Bag, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
hey,
that doesn't work with a pop-up blind, but.
No, it really doesn't. Right. That's where those shooting sticks inside will certainly help. All right, folks, again, MG Arms website is mgarmsinc.com. Give them your phone number, Kerry.
We are 281-821-8282.
Hey, good folks. Harold and I both have gun safes full of his stuff.
Right, you guys, you're going to have gift certificates for the holiday season,
Yep, Kerry? We got gift certificates. We still may be able to get one or two custom guns out by Christmas, but we're pretty fulled up.
Yeah. Hey, give them a call. Good folks. Kerry, appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure. And on that cottonseed, is that something that runs through a feeder, or do you have to do a different type of
just
feeder?
A V-mesh?
It's a free choice.
Build
a just make a circle with your mesh, put it over a T-post, fill it up, and go to town.
I'm going to have to order some.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, appreciate you, man.
Always. You guys take care. Have a wonderful week next week, and go shoot something.
You got it. Thank
all
you,
right.
Kerry.
Thank
okay,
you.
Friends, we're going to be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Man, DU is still raising money.
Yes, they are. Well, you know, they didn't do much last year, so we got to do it now, friends. Ducks Unlimited, remember, for information on all of these, just go to ducks.org. November 16th, Cass Chapter, their fundraiser in Linden. November 18th, the Weatherford Chapter in Weatherford. And also on November 18th, the Colorado County Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Columbus. Again, check it out at ducks.org and go to one of those great events and support those good folks. Drive on over in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and a whole bunch more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they got a special order for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, just add the discount code Texas20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, and Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor. Tell you what, every month he just continues to provide great information.
Well, his experience, though, if the old timers out there know about this, he was trained by P.O. Ackley.
Yes.
I mean, he's had quite a career.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
MGArmsInc.com is their website. Next week, we're going to continue this hunting shooting theme.
Okay.
We're going to Missoula, Montana.
Oh.
Visit with Justin Spring, director of Big Game Records for Boone and Crockett Club. Justin took over for Jack Renaud and continues just a great tradition. Great information available for hunters through that original conservation group.
And then you look at it and you go, I wish I... But you can. Yeah, right? That's
absolutely
great. Great information. You betcha. Anyway, friends, do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we archive the shows there. So you go, what'd they say? You can play them over and over again. You can also play them on Stitcher Smart Radio and Facebook. We're all out there. When you go to Facebook, too, like us. That helps build the audience and helps, you know, spread the word of what we all love so much, okay? So remember, on the water or in the field, be safe out there. So join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.